The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. A spokesperson for Mayor LeVar Stoney wouldn't say if Stoney would ask voters to decide on a prospective casino again if it isn't approved for the second time in a row. In 2021, Richmond voters did not approve a Southside casino. The mayor and city council moved to put it back on the ballot quickly before state politics delayed the question by a year. Proponents like Stoney say it will bring quality jobs to Richmond. Opponents say casino gambling is exploitative and are concerned with officials not respecting the previous vote. A proposed casino in Richmond's Southside is on the ballot. Voters are deciding whether the risks of problem gambling and concerns over the process outweigh new jobs and tax revenue. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports on one union pushing hard for the casino.
Unite Here represents 8,000 hospitality workers in Virginia, including food service workers at VCU. Just last year, the union supported keeping a Richmond casino off the ballot. This year, they've promised to knock on 100,000 doors to convince people to vote for it. So what changed? Sam Epps, the local branch's political director, says they signed what's called a labor peace agreement earlier this year. That allows workers to unionize without any intimidation.
That is just a negotiation. You approach who is doing the development and sit down and have a discussion about bringing good jobs.
Unite Here also got an $800,000 donation from the casino developer's $8 million political war chest. That went to a political action committee, so the 65 union members knocking all those doors will get compensated. Roz Carter oversees a team of five that's knocking on doors in Gilpin Court on a sunny Tuesday.
You never know what conversation you're going to get at that door, so.
So far, Carter hasn't converted an opponent. She says it's not about convincing. It's about sharing her story of how she unionized at VCU. And she was excited to move the needle a little bit on one woman's vote.
She didn't say yes, but I got her on the fence from being against it. So that was exciting.
Voting is currently underway. In 2021, the casino narrowly lost by 1,500 votes. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Democrats in Virginia's congressional delegation are calling for a federal investigation into voter removals first reported by VPM News. As Ben Pavia reports, both senators and six representatives say it's possible the deletions violated federal law.
Virginia's constitution bars people convicted of felonies from voting unless the governor restores their rights. The Department of Elections says some voters were mistakenly removed after a probation violation. In a letter Friday, congressional Democrats said the removals may have violated the Voting Rights Act. They called on U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to launch an immediate investigation as early voting continues in Virginia's legislative elections. Spokesperson Andrea Gaines says electors so far identified 275 people affected by the error. She said the department is working with local registrars to ensure they are reinstated to the voter rolls. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
Henrico County is adding automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, to their parks and outdoor spaces. According to WWBT, county officials have spoken to people in the community who say having these devices in places where sudden cardiac events can happen during strenuous activity should be there. 11 AED yellow boxes have been installed, with a total of 30 boxes in the works. The county is also planning to install them at Henrico County Public Schools' sports fields. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.